This morning's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, from the first chapter. We're going to read starting at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If you're a procrastinator, you know what time it is. It's the last minute. The last minute for buying Christmas presents. Fortunately, Fast Company magazine, in its February 2019 issue, has a list of gifts for you to consider. All of them are unique and unforgettable and, quite frankly, weird. One of these under the Christmas tree, and your generosity will never be forgotten, guaranteed. First, there's a pair of air-conditioned shoes made by a Japanese company called Hydrotech. These $78 shoes have filters and micro fans built right into them. Give them to a person who wants to be cool, literally cool. Another $20 gift would be you can buy your loved one an ostrich pillow. This napping pillow goes completely around the person's head and can help them get some sleep on the couch or even at the desk. The company's motto? Dreams happen anywhere. Even at work, apparently. If your budget's a little tighter, $15 will get you a toilet nightlight, which provides the needed guidance in the dead of night. Or maybe there's a man in your life who would be interested in a clip-on man bun for up here. Available for only $9.99. This hair accessory enables a businessman to be conservative all day long and then turn into a hipster at night. For the cat-loving friend or family member, for $25 you can buy the weirdest gift of all, a cat brush that's shaped like a tongue. Oh my. Yes, that's right. This brush is held in your mouth, and you may use it to bond with your kitty by pretending to lick it like a mother cat. By doing so, you are communicating in their love language. Using a licky brush is said to be oddly a meditative practice, soothing both the owner and the cat. Trust me, I have no experience in this. For most people, the licky cat would truly be an unexpected gift, particularly if you don't own a cat. So, what were people in Israel expecting during the rule of Emperor Augustus of Rome? Not a licky brush, for sure. They had no Christmas to celebrate, so they weren't looking for anyone to surprise them with ostrich pillows or licky brushes or air-conditioned shoes. But the people had hopes and dreams in their time of oppression, and some of these expectations were based on their own Hebrew scriptures. So what they get is an unmarried girl who's pregnant. That's almost as bad as the licky brush. That's a really odd sign. That's really a strange gift for God to be giving the people when they are so oppressed. The prophet Israel had explained that the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, a young woman is with child and will bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. Such a prophecy is thrilling because the name Emmanuel means God with us. And the people of Israel were longing for God's presence and power. In the face of the threats from foreign rulers, Isaiah was predicting that God was going to free them from oppression and bring peace to their land. So maybe the gift of a girl with child, who would bear a child and yet is another gift named Emmanuel, is a sign of God's presence and power, a sign of hope. The people also knew in Psalm 80, a prayer for the restoration of Israel, "Stir up your might and come and save us," says this desperate appeal to God. "Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we might be saved." The people of Israel heard their enemies laughing at them, and they sensed that their neighbors would be looking down on them. So they cried out to God, "Let your hand be upon the one of your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself." Perhaps the gift is a mighty messenger, God's right-hand man. But both of these were expected gifts, desirable and deeply appreciated. Both Emmanuel and the mighty messenger were part of the expectation of the people. But the Gospel of Matthew tells us the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in a way that no one saw coming. He was the unexpected gift. When his mother Mary had become engaged to Joseph, and before they had lived together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. Pregnant by the Holy Spirit? That's an unexpected gift. In the original Hebrew of the Old Testament, Isaiah speaks of a young woman, not necessarily a virgin, and there is no mention of a Holy Spirit. It says there in verse 19, "Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, was unwilling to expose her to public disgrace and planned to dismiss her quietly." Now, in a small town like Nazareth, I don't know how he expected to get away with it quietly, but that was his hope. He had planned to separate from her discreetly. That was unexpected. He could have shamed her in public. He could have even had her stoned. But he was going to dismiss her quietly. But just when he'd resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That wasn't expected. The angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. Huh? The angel gave him the name Jesus, which means Savior. That's unexpected. And Jesus came to save us from our sins. Of course, Matthew fulfills the expectation of Israel when he says, and all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus might be an unexpected gift, but he is not weird at all. Instead, he shows that God truly is with us, that his mission is to save us from our sin. In the Gospel of Luke, we hear some additional surprising news. When the shepherds of Bethlehem were watching their flocks by night, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And the appearance of an angel to a bunch of laborers in the field, now that's unexpected. And the angel said to them, to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This child is not only a Savior, but the Messiah and the Lord. That's unexpected. And finally, the angel said, when you find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger, a cattle trough, the Messiah, the Savior, the Lord, born not in a luxurious palace, but in a rustic barn with the odor of manure, that's unexpected. Just about everything about Jesus is unexpected, friends. He may be the most inspiring gift of all time and also the most transformative. But he was unexpected in the way he was delivered to us. How can we respond to such an unexpected gift? A short thank you note might be appropriate for a pair of air-conditioned shoes or a clip-on man bun. But thanks for the gift of Jesus takes a bit more thought. This Christmas, our challenge is to accept Jesus in the deepest parts of ourselves as a surprising and transformative gift. The gift of Jesus as Emmanuel means that God is with us in every time, in every place, in every situation. He comes to us as nothing less than the presence and power of God in human form. He is with us when our friends desert us, when our marriage is falling apart, when our jobs are unsatisfying, unstable, or unexpectedly taken away from us. In all these traumatic experiences, Jesus is Emmanuel, present with us in surprising and life-giving ways. The gift of Jesus as Savior means that God is with us to help us, to save us, and to transform us. Jesus is not simply standing by our side as a supportive friend, with his arm around our shoulders or holding us up under the arm. No, he comes in decisive action. The name of Jesus literally means God helps or God saves, which tells us he has a particular agenda in the world. When we are feeling overwhelmed, Jesus helps. When we are overcome by sin, Jesus forgives. When we feel lost or defeated or powerless, Jesus saves. Together, these actions are transformative. We are new creatures in Christ. The old has passed away, and everything now is new. A reinvention has taken place, and it's all possible because Jesus is Lord. The gift of Jesus as Messiah and Lord means that Jesus is leading you as your Lord and your Master. We might be reluctant to accept this particular present because we like to stand up as independent people and to say to the people around us, "You're not boss of me." But the truth is, we all need guidance to make our way through this world. To accept Jesus as Messiah and Lord is to fall in line when Jesus says, "Follow me." It is to make a serious effort to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. It is to accept the truth of Jesus' world. You cannot serve God and wealth. To structure our lives so that we are storing up treasures in heaven instead of on earth. By this point in the month of December, it may be too late to buy that perfect Christmas present for a friend or family member. But it is not too late to accept the unexpected gift that God is offering you. The gift of Jesus as Emmanuel, as Savior, as Messiah, and as Lord. All you have to do is accept it. Allow Jesus to work in your life in surprising and transformative ways. It's the best Christmas gift you'll ever get. Amen.